Yes, I'm here with Nancy Meli, and we are in the day of the release of her book, My Billion Year Contract. And she has had a lot of guests today. We cannot send names, but it's very, very good. And I want to ask you, Nancy, what prompted you to write this book?
The initial prompting to write the book was a matter of personal healing, and I did not like their secrets and keeping their secrets from the world, and even their celebrities don't know what goes on behind the curtain. They're kept very, very, very sheltered. So when Tom Cruise started jumping on the couch,
tell us about it.
The first thing that went through my head is this woman has either is a Scientologist or has agreed to become a Scientologist. I just knew it because...
You mean Katie Holmes?
Yeah, Katie Holmes was either going to be a Scientologist or she already was.
Otherwise he wouldn't marry her.
He wouldn't be jumping on the couch that happy.
I see.
Right? Because he didn't jump on the couch like that for Penelope Cruz.
He didn't jump on the couch like that for Mimi Rogers either.
Right. Right.
And it was Mimi Rogers who got him in Scientology.
Yep, absolutely. At the little mission.
Which mission was that?
It's called the Enhancement Center. Mimi Rogers was married to Jim Rogers, and they owned the Enhancement Center, which is a little franchise of Scientology in the Valley. And Jim no longer worked there, but she still brought any interested people in to there. Because she used to be part owner of it.
Right.
And it's very small, very secluded. A lot of celebrities have entered through them.
So I heard that it was Mimi Rogers also who got Kirstie Alley in Scientology. Is that how they met with Tom Cruise? Did you know how they met?
Kirstie and Tom?
No.
Mimi Rogers?
Mimi and Tom Cruise. Was it through Kirstie? Did you know?
No, I don't know. That I don't know.
All right. So let's get back to the jumping on the couch, the very famous jumping on the couch on the Oprah Winfrey show. So tell us more about that.
And then also the Matt Lauer show, where he talks about psychiatry. And you don't know about psychiatry. And I'm thinking in my head, because not very many people know this, that Scientology truly believes that the psychiatrists have been reincarnating for the past zillions of years. I don't know how they work it out in their head that they've only been psychiatrists for 200 years, but they've been reincarnating for thousands of years.
Oh, so that's what Tom Cruise meant when he talked to the...
You don't know what psychiatry is.
Oh, I see. So that's what he was talking about.
I think... I am not aware that he knows that information, but he very much might have been shown that information.
I see. When I saw Tom Cruise telling Matt Lauer, you don't know anything about psychiatrists, I thought he meant some of the horrors of psychiatrists or whatever, but you think it meant...
Oh, no. In Scientology, they have a group called Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They're actually running a program right now. There's 170,000 psychiatrists in America, and they match up a Scientologist or a couple of Scientologists with each of these, your local psychiatrist, with the purpose being to get that psychiatrist in jail or just plain out of business.
Right, but I want to ask, getting back to this subject, when Tom Cruise said to Matt Lauer, you don't know about psychiatrists, he didn't mean the last 200 of years of psychiatrists, but he meant somewhere along in...
He could have meant that.
I see. That's your speculation.
I speculate because I know Tom Cruise has been involved for a lot. I know a lot of things have been shared with him for a lot. So that might have also been shared with him, that psychiatrists are the quote is, psychiatry is the sole cause of decline in this universe.
I see. I got that.
That if it wasn't for psychiatrists, this would be a lovely, lovely place to be.
Did you meet Tom Cruise while you were
Tom
in the
Cruise?
Church?
I have not. No. Kirstie, John Travolta, Mimi Rogers, many others.
And this is how did you meet the celebrities?
I was the president of Celebrity Center.
Yes. Oh, awesome.
For a while. I was also in charge of celebrities before that when I worked at International with as an aide, LRH's, Elwyn Hubbard's personal aide for worldwide expansion. So that included the celebrity branch and connection, gathering more in and making sure the ones that were in were treated, yeah, that they stayed in. And then after I left the Sea Org, I thought somehow in my mind, I thought being public would be okay because I was no longer under 24-hour watch, right? I could go to the supermarket and buy my own food. I thought that if I was just a public Scientologist, it was better. And I found out that it really wasn't better.
Let me ask you two things I have in my head. One, I know for a fact that John Travolta was in Scientology long before that he was famous. I remember in 1976 when I got in Scientology, he was doing the communications course in Celebrity Center, and then after that he became famous. But did you perceive that in the Church of Scientology they tried to recruit celebrities?
Absolutely. And they use current celebrities to recruit other celebrities. And we'll make a plan. Okay, like say you're a celebrity, right? And I'm the president of CC, of Celebrity Center. So we'd find out that you have a friend who's a very, very, very famous jazz musician, right? So we want to get him into Scientology. So you tell me everything you know about him, right? And bring me along, get me invited to a party at his house.
And so did you get invited?
So then I get invited to the celebrity's house, get to know him, get to spend some time alone with him. Depending on how it is, maybe Scientology comes up at that time, maybe not, but I have met, the man knows who I am, and this one that I'm particularly thinking of said that I look just like his sister. That is, it was very striking.
So right away,
right away he liked me. And so then you do follow-up. Then you have a meeting after the party with the person that was the connection of, okay, what should we do next? Should, you know, he obviously liked me, whatever. Could he come into the Celebrity Center and meet me, or would he be willing to discuss with me? You know, it was all planned, all worked out. Very, very...
Orchestrated.
That's the correct word, orchestrated.
All right. So then the next question is, I know that James Parker, the famous mogul, is that how you say English, from Australia?
Yes.
Did Tom Cruise get in Scientology?
As far as I know, yes.
Because I know they're very, very close friends.
Yes, now.
Now.
Yeah.
Is it true that Parker is out now?
That's what I've heard on the internet.
But we don't know.
But we don't know.
And now, about this book, My Billion-Year Contract.
Yes.
When you signed a billion-year contract, did you think it was just like a symbolic thing, or you thought, because in Scientology, they believe in past lives.
Right.
Is that part of the...
That is part of their beliefs.
Yeah. Did you believe, okay, I'm...
Actually, and it is in the book, when I was first given my billion-year contract to sign, I at first was honored because, my God, that's the Sea Org. Those are the top guys. But then I went, oh my God, a billion years. That means the entire rest of my life.
Not this lifetime, but several lifetimes.
Well, I was only thinking of this lifetime.
Oh, okay.
I was only thinking of this lifetime. And I went, well, I don't know if I want to be here for my whole life, you know. And then I remembered there was a talk that had been given by someone very, very high up, close to L. Ron Hubbard, on how the planet would be cleared in 5 years.
Oh, I see.
You see?
So they wouldn't need you after 5 years. All right.
And I could give him 5 years. 5 years I could see. I was a teenager. 5 years wasn't much. Might be a good experience.